Justin Fluke with you as we chat Sabetha Blue Jay girls basketball with head coach Joseph Kruber. Sabetha down at the Burlington tournament this week, but it's been a busy stretch, coach. You played last Friday night at Riley County, had the makeup game against Nemaha Central on Saturday. So let's talk about those games a little bit before we jump into the tournament this week, starting with Riley County, a road game last Friday, and scored 18 points. I know scoring continues to be just the biggest thing. The girls getting confidence and taking care of the basketball, creating and hitting more shots. But what else stood out with the trip to Riley County last Friday?
You know, obviously some offensive stuff we need to work on. But defensively, I thought we did a pretty good job. They did a great job of running transition to get some easy buckets. But that's a team that's averaging close to 60, 65 a game, and we held them to 40. Ish and then 21 in the first half. So those are things that we can look for to build some confidence. And then, yeah, Saturday we played Nemaha Central, obviously a powerhouse in 3A in the Big East League. And I thought we competed really well. Kept it close in up until half. I mean, it was a 26-18 game. So those are things that we can build off of. And then in the second half, things got away from us a little bit. But just taking steps in the right direction is a good thing to see. With the girls, we've talked about, you know, season can get long and the wind's kind of escaping us, but I've been proud of the way that they've just competed their butts off for four quarters.
You bet. This week at the Burlington tournament, which is good because you see some different teams. There's a lot of very good teams down there. We kind of briefly mentioned the bracket last week and how top heavy it is. Certainly a long road trip, and you drew the top seed Girard in the opening round. End up falling in that game 42-14. You explained it as kind of a game similar to Holton and just kind of the way it went, a lower scoring game, but more struggles on the offensive end, right?
Yeah. It's, you know, you play in a great league, like a Big East league, where you're going to be challenged every night with great teams. And then you go down to Burlington, you can play the number four team in 3A the first round, which is just, you know, that's a good team. We didn't play so well offensively, but we limited them again defensively. So we just, continue to keep making strides and strides offensively. I've been proud of the way we've played some defense. Just, you know, working to get more confidence and being ready to shoot when they're open are things that we're working on.
Second straight week, you're going to play Friday and Saturday and, of course, have a long road trip each day. Ottawa is your next opponent. Could get Independence, Paola as well. You have a game, of course, on Saturday. But what do you kind of hope to get out of this? I mean, you're seeing some different teams, but, man, they're really good. I guess, how are you approaching the midseason tournament this week with your girls?
Yeah, absolutely. Just like any game, we're going to go compete for four quarters. And we're going to play to the best of our abilities, and the results will take care of themselves. We're not a results-driven program. We're more on the basis of getting better every day. And if I see that, and I see us competing our butts off for four quarters and getting after it regardless of the situation, I'm going to be proud. Obviously, we're going to take steps in the right direction, offensively and defensively. Playing Ottawa, they're well-coached. They're athletic. They run. So just limiting them in that aspect, and whoever we're going to get in the seventh and eighth place game, those games are pretty much decided on who wants to be there more. So I'm excited because I know our girls are going to show up to compete.
You bet. Well, best of luck finishing out the Burlington tournament this week. Another back-to-back night for you, Coach. We'll look forward to chatting more and catching up again next week.
Awesome. Thank you.
Joe Gruber, head coach of the Sabetha Girls. Blue Jay Boys basketball chat is straight ahead.